motivation to the people, that's the uplift. Prosperity and growth, we can discuss this. Spread the love, cause I believe in family unity and equal justice and equal opportunity. Let's make it great again, fulfill a happy vacancy. It costs you nothing, give you knowledge, yeah, this is free. Us together talking about it, that's the key. Bring the truth, bare facts, that's just me. Ain't gonna stop me for talking about it. Ain't gonna stop me for talking about it.
Word is bond.
Ain't gonna stop me for
talking about it. Tonight I'm gonna talk about some things.
Ain't gonna stop me.
What men of character do. When we're talking about respect, building a community, the ideas for us to help each other build and grow.
Peace and blessings, family. Welcome to the Bear Facts, Life Lessons with the Sugar Bear, where the goal is to motivate and inspire. Shout out to you and you and you and you. The numbers are growing weekly. This right now is episode 20 of the Bear Facts, and we truly worldwide, baby. 10 countries, 99 cities across the globe. Very humbling. Got a brother feeling very special. The Bear Facts started an idea in my head, and now it's heard around the world. All I can say is God is great. Allahu Akbar. I appreciate those of you that are loyal to the podcast. I feel the energy. Loyalty can be tricky, though. I recently checked out Kevin Hart's new stand-up, No F's Given, on Netflix. I personally thought it was funny at times. In my opinion, not his best work, but I'm glad to see the brother still working. Online, however, the critiques were rapid and harsh. People called it trash. Said he's not funny like he used to be before. He started making money, and he's doing movies, and now he's not what he used to be. I find this interesting, because it seems like the same people who cheer for you when you succeed are the same people who ultimately cheer for your downfall. There are thousands of examples of movie stars, athletes, musicians, entertainers, anyone who chooses to be in the public eye subjects themselves to this weird dichotomy. On one hand, they love you when you broke and striving to make it, but hate you when you get on and get money. It's usually they think they better than everybody now. Now they on TV too much. Why are they talking about them again? Now they making money, they lost their edge. These are some pretty harsh criticisms coming from people who claim to be fans and supposedly loyal to you and willing to support you. I get it. There's a feeling that people change as their life changes. Is that a bad thing? Didn't you start out supporting them because you wanted to see them win? You bought the music of your favorite singer. You copped those tickets to see your favorite athlete on the field. You scoured the online box office to get your favorite play. You earned the ability to be a critic, yes. But why so harsh? What happened? Did they change or did your perception of them change? I think it's both. The demands of celebrities, areas of expertise, increases the fame grows. More money, more problems. Shout to big. The life experience is different. Let's get back to the example of Kevin Hart. When Kevin was first starting out in Philly, he was raw, rude, obnoxious, and people flocked to his shows. As Kevin begins to make a name for himself, he moves from stand-up to movies. The movies do fairly well in the box office. Fans are loving him. His net worth is now upwards of $200 million. Kevin now releases a stand-up special on Netflix, and according to many, it was trash. He was never funny. What happened to the old Kevin Hart? That's exactly where the issue may lie. As fans, people are wishing for the old Kevin. But he has changed. His life experiences have changed. His material will change as well. His problems are not what they used to be. His growth as a husband and father impact his thinking. Thus, the special, No F's Given. I'm using Kevin Hart for example purposes only. His name could be interchanged with any celebrity or public figure, or better yet, any of us. The idea of life is to grow and change. Why should that expectation be any different whether you're famous or not? Questions, comments on this episode? Hit me up, bearfacts007@yahoo.com or the Bear Facts Facebook page. Till the next episode, keep a smile on your face, peace in your heart, and a sugar bear on your mind. Remember, dare to blaze your own path. It's so much fun. Peace.
This episode of the Bear Facts is powered by Buzzsprout. Executive produced by J. Will for RJW Enterprises Incorporated. Music coordinated by Icewater for Indicave Studios. The Sugar Bear is available to respond to your feedback, questions, comments, and show ideas. Use the email bearfacts007@yahoo.com. Continue to check for the Bear Facts on your favorite podcast platforms.